As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Let's go to Mark in Manhattan. He's got an interesting question for us. What's going on, Mark?
Morning, guys. Happy draft day.
Yeah, finally here.
All right, what's happening, Mark?
All right, I have a question for you. When the Giants select Abdul Carter, will your buddy, Phil Sims, give him his uniform number?
You know what? I don't think it's up to Phil Sims. I think it's up to the New York Giants to protect those numbers. And I don't think that anybody should get a number that is retired. If, in fact, it truly, I don't know how they do that. I'm assuming that these numbers are all retired for the Giants.
Yeah.
But number one was.
No, I know. What I'm saying is that I know that they have a number of supposedly retired jerseys. There's no question about that. I mean, there's Ray Flaherty's jerseys retired. I bet isn't Tuffy Lehman's, Mel Hine.
It would just be fun to see Phil sweat a little bit. That's all.
Yeah. I think they might have given it out, though, since then, Mark. So I'm pretty sure.
No way.
No, I think so. Hold on. Just give me 1 second. He is, where the hell is this freaking number? All right. No, they ended up changing this guy's number. At one point, Amir Smith Marset, one of their young wide receivers, had 11, but then he changed it to 87.
I don't know how nobody's getting 56.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's getting 92. Nobody's getting 11. Nobody's getting 10. Like, nobody's getting 4.
Yeah, so officially, nobody has worn 11 at the start of a regular season since Phil Sims.
Says they retired at 94.
So they did retire.
So it's retired.
It is retired.
It's like a Yankee retired number.
Okay. All right.
The difference is that football teams have names on the back. Baseball, well, the Yankees don't.
Yeah, then you can't.
Like that jersey number that's like number 8 for Yogi Berra, that's his number.
Right.
There are no names on the back of the Yankee jerseys. So they're not giving up.
Yeah, time. September of 1994, they retired his number. You can't.
And the other thing, too, is like, you know, Micah Parsons, Abdul Carter realizes the greatness of Lawrence Taylor and that number 56. So he's never getting that number. He's also going to recognize the greatness of the great Phil Sims.
Yeah. I think, you know, a number has been unretired in the past. Well, I think Joe Namath said he would have granted Aaron Rodgers 12, but he went with 8 instead.
But again, I don't think it's up to the player whose number is retired. They should never go to the player whose number's retired. It's up to the organization who retired the number.
Yeah, but they got to ask the player, though, don't they?
Well, in other words, the organization should protect those retired numbers is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
it should never even get to the players whose number is retired.
Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but then again, on the opposite side of that, if you're telling me that it should never get to them, what if the Giants are like, hey, listen, we're going to unretire the number?
Well, that
if they're in control of it,
yeah. Then again, that's bad by the Giants.
Yeah,
you're not retiring a number to give it to somebody else. If you have officially retired the number. Like, I'm in a Ring of Honor in two places, but they didn't retire my number.
Right, right.
You know, they've honored me. Great. I appreciate that. But they didn't say, hey, Boomer, we want to retire your number.
That would piss Phil off if he got that phone call.
Well, how do you know that? You can't say that.
If he got that phone call,
you cannot say that.
He would be livid, in my opinion. Oh, my gosh. You kidding me? Wild blueberries. You'd hang up the phone. I mean, you know it. I know it.
I mean, you know, if the Giants, could you imagine, let's say John Mara calls up Phil Sims. Says, Phil, and you know, we drafted Abdul Carter. His number was 11, Penn State. He's questioning whether or not we can give him 11. What do you think Phil would say? And hang up?
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He'd sick those foxes on MetLife. All of a sudden, you'd see like 10 foxes show up.
Here's two things I know. Number one, Phil Sims would not be agitated or angry. That would be the first thing. And the second thing is, the Giants aren't even going to consider it. Because you don't retire a number and then try to make some, what is he, Gen Z, Gen X?
He's not Gen X.
Well, Gen Z, right?
Yeah, Gen Z.
You're not making some Gen Z happy by giving him the number that he wore in college and, you know, like he's entitled to it, which I don't think Abdul Carter would expect.
Yeah, I agree with all of that.
I will say that Abdul Carter has too much respect for the history of the New York Giants.
Oh, we got to prank Phil. Oh, I don't think any of us will have him. We got to prank him.
Record. How do you want to prank him?
I'm going to prank him and record it. Just call him up and I'll do my John Mara voice.
Okay. Yeah, tough. Tough time sleeping at night. Phil. John Mara. We're going to retire 11. Unretire 11. Give it to Abdul Carter.
Man, you could take that 11 and stuff it up your butt. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Asparagus.
Tomato, banana, there papaya, apple, grape, wild blueberry. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just picturing him so angry. He's just listing the ingredients.
Orange, cherries, cranberries, broccoli, spinach, onions. Oh, I love onions. Green cabbage. We got garlic, red cabbage, carrots, kale. Man, just nothing but a lot of good ingredients in this.
He's so angry. His brain just switches into reading the ingredients. Fell into nature.
So is that a yes, Phil?
No.
I love onions. Raspberry, pineapple, mango, sweet cherry, lemon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Phil, this is a bad time.
It's a bad time, right?
Call back another day.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm going on the record saying none of that's happening.
And by the way, they did unretire number one for Malik Nabers last year. They did it. As Sal reminds us in a text right here. So it was Ray Flaherty.
Yeah, Ray Flaherty.
They unretired it for Nabers.
Oh.
Well, Ray Flaherty's... He was dead.
Yeah, it's 1929 to 1931 to 35. We're not that far removed for Phil just yet.
Yeah, and
Phil was a Super Bowl MVP.
It was Ray Flaherty's family. So maybe they you know, a little bit of...
Oh, there's no way that Phil Simms' family is saying yes to this.
No, but I mean, but Phil's alive. So what I'm saying is Ray Flaherty no longer with us, and the family made that decision, and maybe the family, yeah, no problem. We'll unretire Dad's number for $25,000. You know, whatever. I'm not saying that they did that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they did unretire a number. Can't do it with Phil, though. Phil would never allow that. But they went to the family. See what I'm saying? They went to the family. So they would go to Phil.
If they went to Chris, he would do it. He would tell them, go ahead.
Yeah.
Chris. Go Phil Simms. There's no way in the world that Chris Simms would go yay for that. No way. No way.
This is my favorite scene that I've ever created in my head. It's just Phil walking around in his robe and his phone's ringing. He doesn't know where it is. Where is this goddamn thing? Oh, John Mara. What the hell does he want? Hey, Mr. Mara.
Phil. Hope you had a good night's sleep. We're on retiring 11. Giving it to the kid.
Tomato, banana, papaya, apple, grape, wild blueberry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. He did another commercial for them, by the way.
I know. He told us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't get enough. This freaking thing. They're not doing it. They can't do it. It's Phil Simms.
There's no way.
He's alive and well.
That's
can't do
Super
it.
Bowl MVP, man. You don't do that. You
can't do it. I mean, Ray Flaherty passed away. Family said okay. Different story. This would be terrible. This would be awful.
It would be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun. but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.